Hello and welcome to Bix is Alive, the radio program in cyberspace dedicated to the preservation and dissemination of the musical legacy of Bix Beiderbecke, the jazz genius from Davenport, Iowa. I am Albert Haim and this is WBIX, the virtual radio station on demand of the Bixography website. In the Bix is Alive program, I will play recordings and talk about the music and the life of Bix Beiderbecke. I will also play recordings by other musicians, past and present, who play in a style influenced and or reminiscent of Bix's unique approach to music. In the programs, I will feature various segments. In some instances, I will have a battle of the bands. On other occasions, I will focus on one particular musician or a theme as the centerpiece of the program. At other times, I will simply play recordings that I enjoy. The centerpiece of today's program will be a battle of the bands between the original Dixieland Jazz Band and the Wolverine Orchestra. Let me tell you a little bit about the original Dixieland Jazz Band. I can't possibly say very much about this very important band who was the first to record jazz, but at least a couple of statements. The original members of the original Dixieland Jazz Band were all from New Orleans and consisted of Nick LaRocca, he was the leader and cornet player, Larry Shields was on clarinet, Eddie Edwards on trombone, Tony Sparbaro on drums, and Henry Ragus on piano. They played in New Orleans first, then they went to Chicago in 1916, and eventually they moved to New York, where they had tremendous success at Reisenweber's restaurant beginning in January of 1917. Their success was so enormous that the Columbia Company wanted to record the band just 2 weeks after their arrival in New York, but apparently the company rejected the recordings because they sounded to them somewhat vulgar. That way, then, Victor Records was the one to bring out the original Dixieland Jazz Band, the first jazz records in history. These were Livery Stable Blues and Dixie Jazz Band One Step. They became an amazing hit. The popularity of the original Dixieland Jazz Band in those days then was phenomenal. In 1919, the band began a 16-month tour of England, and there they recorded for English Columbia. Late in 1920, they returned to the United States. And I'll tell you a little bit more later. Let's get started with the music. The way I propose to do this is I will first play a recording by the original Dixieland Jazz Band, and immediately following that, the same song, but this time recorded by the Wolverine Orchestra. All right. I will play these in the chronological order in which they were recorded by the original Dixieland Jazz Band. So the first side that I want to play is Tiger Rag. That was recorded in New York City on August 17, 1917. And Tiger Rag was recorded by the Wolverines on June 20, 1924. The Wolverine Orchestra consisted of Dick Voineau on piano, Big Spiderbeck on cornet, Al Gandy on trombone, Jimmy Hartwell on clarinet or alto sax, George Johnson on tenor sax, Bob Gillette on banjo, Mindy Brook on brass bass, and Vic Moore on drums. So here is the first battle of the bands between the original Dixieland Jazz Band and the Wolverine Orchestra, Tiger Rag, 1917-1924.
Thank you.
Before I go to the next selection, played both by the original Dixieland Jazz Band and the Wolverine Orchestra, let me play a later recording of Tiger Rag by the original Dixieland Jazz Band. This is from April 20, 1923, and now the comparison between the original Dixieland Jazz Band and the new Wolverine Orchestra may be a little bit more interesting, because now the two recordings are only about a year apart from each other. There is a change in the composition of the Dixieland, of the original Dixieland Jazz Band here. Artie Seberg takes the clarinet, and Don Parker takes the alto sax, and Henry Vanicelli takes the piano. Still, Nick LaRocca on cornet, Eddie Edwards on trombone, and Tony Sparbaro on drums. So here is the 1923 version of Tiger Rag by the original Dixieland Jazz Band. Difference between the 1917 version of Tiger Rag by the original Dixieland Jazz Band and the 1923 version by the same band. Much less frantic in the second recording, of course. Well, let's continue now with the Battle of the Bands, and I would like to play Fidgety Feet. This is a composition by Nick LaRocca and Larry Shields. It was recorded by the original Dixieland Jazz Band on June 25th, 1918, and I will follow that with the recording by the Wolverine Orchestra from February 18, 1924. That was the first recording session of the Wolverine Orchestra in Richmond, Indiana, for the Jeanette Recording Company. So here is the second round of the Battle of the Bands, Fugitive Feet, 1918 and 1924.
Thank you.
before I go to the next selection, let me read a little bit from Richard Stadtholder's Lost Chords. He says, La Rocca kept a drum fire of calumny until his death in early 1961. His personal papers on file at Tulane's William Ransom Hogan Jazz Archive are full of splenetic outbursts, dismissals of and attacks on blacks, and progressively fantastic claims for the original Dixieland Jazz Band as the originators of jazz. Popular views of jazz history in recent years, fueled by shifts in racial attitudes, have made it easy to disparage La Rocca's testimony as less the cri de cœur of a bitter and disillusioned man than simple racialist bluster. From there, it's only a short step to discrediting the ODJB altogether as a noisy, unmusical novelty band which became famous and successful by little more than hustling and being white. Such an interpretation, however widely held, is no more reflective of historical truth than La Rocca's more outrageous assertions. The original Dixieland Jazz Band was important, and not only because it was the first to record. And then he goes on and discusses jazz not only as a form of music to be listened to, but a form of music to be danced to. And that's very important. Sometimes, especially now, when we listen to the old recordings, we listen to them for the music, we don't think of dancing. But that was one of the main purposes, or the main purposes, of those records that were made in the 1920s. They were mostly to be danced to. Well, let's continue with the Battle of the Bands. I would like to play now Sensation Rag, that was recorded the same day as Fidgety Feet, June 25th, 1918, by the original Dixieland Jazz Band. And it was recorded by the Wolverine Orchestra on September 16, 1924. And George Brunis was included now in this recording session. So here is the next round of the Battle of the Bands between the original Dixieland Jazz Band and the Wolverine Orchestra, Sensation, 1918-1924. Thank you. back and listen again to that solo by Bix on Sensation. He was only 21 years old. And of course, I forgot to mention that the original Dixieland Jazz Band was an enormous influence on young Bix. Well, let's continue then with the Battle of the Bands, and I will play now Lazy Daddy, recorded by the original Dixieland Jazz Band on July 7, 1918, and this is a tune by La Roca, Shields and Ragas. Lazy Daddy was there was an attempt to record the Lazy Daddy on February 18, 1924 by the Wolverine Orchestra. That was their first recording session, but was rejected, and they recorded it again on September 16, 1924, this time in New York. So here is the next round of the Battle of the Bands, Lazy Daddy, 1918-1924. for the next round, I would like to play Jasmine Blues. And now, this was recorded by the original Dixieland Jazz Band on May 3rd, 1921. And now the composition of the band is slightly different. Nick LaRocca is still, of course, on cornet. Eddie Edwards on trombone. Larry Shields on clarinet. Benny Kruger on alto sax. Frank Signorelli on piano. And Tony Sbarbaro on drums. And I will follow that with the Wolverine Orchestra version from 1924, February 18, 1924, the first recording session of the Wolverine Orchestra in Richmond, Indiana. So here is then Jasmine Blues, 1921 and 1924. Thank you. you notice the difference between the 1917 recordings of the original Dixieland Jazz Band and the later ones, 1921, they're much less frantic. It's pretty good. I thought that that Jazz Me Blues version was pretty decent. Okay, let's go to the last round of the Battle of the Bands, and I will play Royal Garden Blues, recorded by the original Dixieland Jazz Band on May 25th, 1921. The composition of the band is the same as the one for Jazz Me Blues. There is a vocal by Al Bernard. The Wolverine Orchestra version of Royal Garden Blues was recorded on June 20, 1924. It has Dick Boyneau on piano, Big Spiderbeck on cornet, Jimmy Hartwell on clarinet or alto sax, George Johnson on tenor sax, Bob Gillette on banjo, Min Lee Brook on brass bass, and Vic Moore on drums. So here is the last round of the Battle of the Bands, between the original Dixieland Jazz Band and the Wolverine Orchestra, Royal Garden Blues, 1921 and 1924.
Thank you.
Royal Garden Blues is my favorite recording by the Wolverine Orchestra. I think it's also perhaps the best, technically. I think that it is a very forward-looking kind of recording. Listen to the ensemble work and see how modern it sounds. Okay, now for the contemporary musicians, I would like to turn to the San Francisco Starlight Orchestra, and I would like to play one cut from their latest CD. This is Stomp Off CD 1364. I would like to play that morning saxophone rag. So here is the San Francisco Starlight Orchestra in the year 2001. Is nice stuff, isn't it? And all of the reeds in the orchestra are featured here: John Howard, John Pedroni, and Brian Campbell. And the overall sound of the band is very much gives you the feeling of the 1920s. Well, let's get back to Bix now.
Thank you.
have come to the end of today's edition of BIX is Alive, the radio program in cyberspace dedicated to the preservation and dissemination of the musical legacy of BIX Beiderbecke, the jazz genius from Davenport, Iowa. Please join me again in 2 weeks over WBIX, the virtual radio station on demand of the Bixography website, for another edition of the program. Until next time, this is Albert Haim saying, through his music, BIX is alive.